jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Jokes have come in from Steve from St. John, Indiana, and Frank Toka in Kewaunee, and Shell in Aurora, and James Wing sent in a joke from Southwest Michigan. I got one from Floyd in Crown Point, and Father Ron in Peru, and Cheryl Campin and Jeff Hewish. Composed, here's one, by a frisky painter, Stephen Frisk, paint and wallpaper of Mundelein, who said, on Friday, May 8th, while planting new grass seed on the neighbor's lawn, I sent these jokes in, all rights totally unreserved. Muggsy John and Skydiver Sally in Brazil, Indiana, I got a joke from Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood, and many more. Ron Lem says, here's one from my 9-year-old granddaughter. Do you know why boys have three knees?
No.
Well, there's the right knee.
I assume the left knee.
And the weenie. It's from a little kid. If everyone bought a white car, what would we have? That'd be a white car nation. My wife and I have decided, Andy, we don't want to have kids. We're telling them tonight. A cabbage and a celery walk into a bar. The cabbage was served first because he was ahead. Steve, we are skipping the next joke and going to the joke after that. That's your cue.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a patient, and John Williams will star as his doctor.
Not sure who has the next line. let's see. Okay, so do your line, Steve, and Andy, I'll pick it up with okay.
Okay.
We'll edit this out when we're on the air.
Scene. Andy Mazur will portray a patient and John Williams will star as his doctor.
Okay, I got to tell you, you've got to quit drinking beer.
Why is that?
Because I'm trying to give you a physical right now. There's another version of that joke out there, but we went with the beer one. Andy, I used to be a triangle player in a band.
Why'd you quit?
Because it was the same thing over and over again.
John, I really want to hear 99 people sing Africa by Toto.
Wonder how many of you can figure out the punchline to this one on your own. Why 99, Andy?
I'm so glad you asked, because it's something that 100 men or more could never do.